I thought this time of the morning would never come. It is now here. What do you think of the gong there, Brittany? Pretty majestic or what?
Well, I'm kind of wondering if you have a different sound effect maker every single day of the week. I'm halfway through my first week now.
Oh, there's plenty.
The slider, the kazoo, now the gong.
We're just dabbling. We're just touching
the surface. We're just getting started, really.
There's more to come.
Wait till we bring the elephant in.
That'll be good.
To make his beller.
Elephants are looking for work now that they can't be in the circus.
Yeah, the Ringling Brothers, Barnum and Bailey, whoever it was, greatest show on earth, they're done.
Yeah.
Elephants need jobs.
Right.
I can sit on my suitcase every time I pack it.
Well, there you go.
Jam stuff in there. All right, this date is Wednesday, January 25th, 25th day of the year. We have what we call an almanac extra today. An almanac extra.
Oh, well. From yesterday.
But these are the actual voices.
Oh.
So those are the actual voices. That's different
than we played, yeah.
And different what's actually in the movie. This is the one from the movie. So there you go. I thought I would share that with you today.
So that was really
Jerry Marin. Yeah.
Yes. And whoever else.
And the other two members of the Lollipop Guild.
Why did they dub that? That seems pretty similar.
I don't know. I don't know. They wanted a different effect on there or not. Yeah. I mean, here it is again. It wasn't too bad.
No.
I love when they come dancing up.
Yeah.
So this is the original.
Yeah, that's the original audio when they first filmed it. And then when they released it. And for the rest of time, the movie includes the ones. Maybe there's a special edition.
I wonder
if... Probably part of the special edition DVD.
The original sounds more like kids.
Kids.
It does,
but they're not supposed to be kids.
They're not supposed to be kids. I think that's probably why.
That's probably why they did it.
They didn't sound grown up enough, probably.
Yeah, they're little people, not little kids.
So that, my friends, is an almanac extra.
Wow.
Almanac extra for you here today.
You went the extra mile there.
And we bring out the Bob Orchestra for this one. 1858, Mendelssohn's Wedding March, presented for the first time. The wedding of the daughter of Queen Victoria and the Queen Prince of Prussia.
We're getting pretty highbrow in here.
Did you hear this at your wedding? Did you guys play this? You guys had an outdoor wedding, didn't you?
We did. This did not really fit the
bill. No.
Theme going on.
What did you guys play?
Honky tonk, badonka donk.
Honky tonk, badonka donk.
Slap your grandma on the way down the aisle.
And there probably were some grandmas there.
Yeah.
Slap them up. They liked it. 1915, Alexander Graham Bell spoke to his assistant, Thomas A. Watson. This wasn't the first ever phone call. That occurred in like the 1870s. This was the first ever transcontinental telephone call between Alexander Graham Bell and his assistant, Thomas A. Watson, from New York to San Francisco, 1915. I don't know what they said, but whatever it was private. So who knows what was going on behind the scenes between Watson and Bell. 1924, the first Winter Olympics held in Chamonix, France.
Oh.
1924, 1945, First Lieutenant Audie Murphy, a real American hero.
Yes, he was.
Forget about the show.
The movies.
And the movies. This is the real American hero by the name of Audie Murphy. And forget about that curly-haired guy. He was the real American hero. The TV show?
Yeah.
Greatest American Hero?
Yeah,
this guy here. Because listen what he did. He earned the Congressional Medal of Honor because he used a blazing tank destroyer. He ordered his troops to retreat and then used a blazing tank destroyer to single-handedly hold off German forces. He then ordered an artillery strike on his own position.
Wow.
For Audie Murphy.
Yeah.
1945. Any other comments?
Well, yeah, he was an American hero. And, he had a fine career all the way around.
All right up to 1945.
Yeah.
When he ordered an artillery strike on his own position. Hmm. So he didn't make it.
He didn't make it.
No. I'm assuming he didn't.
So this is not the Audie Murphy that was a movie star then?
I don't know.
I think that it is. I thought he survived and he was.
Look it up.
Yeah.
Do the fact checking.
Yeah.
1947, noted gangster Al Capone died at the age of 48. Scarface.
Yeah.
Think of this. He was running the Chicago Underground when he was in his late 20s and early 30s.
Right.
That'd be, how old are you, Brittany?
25.
So you're almost in your late 20s.
I'm almost.
That'd be
26.
Like somebody Britney's age running all the booze and everything else that was going on, all the crime syndicates. Amazing. Running the crime scene in Chicago.
Just amazing.
And he died of this on this date, 48. He had syphilis. Yeah. All the things that you're going to die for and from Al Capone, who was doing time because of tax evasion, not right. of all the other things that he did.
Yeah. That's what he died of, and that's why he was in prison.
That was back in 47. 49, the first Emmy Awards were presented in 1949. They were at the Hollywood Athletic Club, and it was only for television stations and programs that aired in the Los Angeles area. And they honored quite shows such as Judy Splinters, Mabel's Fables, Tuesday's Varieties, What's the Name of That Song? And the big winner of most popular television program, the Emmy, goes to Pantomime Quiz.
Oh, my.
On this date in 1949.
Pantomime Quiz.
Shows only aired in the L.A. area.
Okay.
1956, Elvis Presley had one of his best-known hits released this date.
Well, this is why a baby left me. Well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of Lonely Street that...
That was an RCA release, 1956, historic Elvis, 1961.
Was that Mae Axton who wrote that, wasn't it?
It was John F. Kennedy on this date, 1961, who presented the first live presidential press conference.
I have several announcements to make first. I have a statement about the Geneva negotiations.
Okay.
For an atomic test ban. These negotiations, as you know, are scheduled to begin early in February.
That was 1961, JFK, first live television presidential press conference. I wonder if he talked about how many people are at his inauguration. Did he bring that up?
I would oodles, think he probably didn't.
Oodles and oodles. 1971, yeah. Charles Manson, three of his followers, sentenced to life. Also in 71, this guy, not a good guy, and didn't really hold a lot for human rights. He wasn't a big human rights guy. Idi Amin.
Oh, no.
General Idi Amin led a coup that deposed Milton Obote in Uganda, became president of Uganda. Idi Amin, 1971.
Yeah, he was not a nice man.
He led several atrocities in Uganda.
Yes, he did.
1980, speaking of atrocities, Paul McCartney was in Tokyo. He was arrested on possession of marijuana, half pound. In Tokyo, at the Tokyo airport. That Blake Shelton song mentions that.
Right.
Heroes of the Southwestern World, or whatever that is.
Yep.
Paul McCartney on this date released from a Tokyo jail. He had been in prison for 9 whole days for Paul McCartney.
That's a sentence for a half a pound? I mean, that's quite a bit of weed.
Well, they measure it differently over
there. Oh, I see.
In Japan.
Okay. All right.
Based on the yen. 1987, New York Giants defeated the Denver Broncos 39-20. Super Bowl 21. Broncos would then go on and lose the next year against the Washington Redskins. They would eventually win then on this date in 1998. 11 years after that loss to the Giants, they would beat the Green Bay Packers. That's the game where John Elway was, I think that was the one. It was against the Packers that he did the little whirly bird.
Yeah.
Where he went around like a helicopter.
I believe
as he was scrambling to get a key late game first down.
Yep.
Because the game against Atlanta wasn't close enough that a late game first down was going to matter. But here, the Broncos and John Elway defeated Brett Favre and the Green Bay Packers on the state 1998. Super Bowl 32, 31-24 was your final. Birthdays today, Emmy Award-winning actress Lee Taylor Young, 72. She was in the movie Soylent Green. I don't know if she was one of the ones that was made into Soylent Green, because as you know, Soylent Green was people.
Mm-hmm.
You do remember that, right?
I don't.
She had some appearances on Dallas. Let's have a real TV flashback to the 1960s.
In Color, the continuing story of Peyton Place.
She was on Peyton Place.
Oh, sure. I do remember that.
She joined the cast a few years in.
Starring Dorothy Malone as Constance McKenzie.
Of course.
Ed Nelson as Michael Rossi.
Ed Nelson, tough guy.
Ryan O'Neill as Rodney Harrington.
Of course, Ryan O'Neill was on that program.
Barbara Parkins as
Mia Farrow.
Tim O'Connor as Elliot Carson. Christopher Connolly.
Too many people there.
Too many.
All right, Peyton Place. but remember it well.
In color.
And another show, that's a show that was referenced on Harper Valley PTA, in the song Harper Valley PTA. So you know Peyton Place, right? Am I correct?
Yes, you are correct there.
Lee Taylor Young, 72. Jennifer Lewis is 60 today. She has always seemed to play somebody's mother. She was a mother in the movie about Tina Turner, What's Love Got to Do with It?
Oh, yeah.
She was somebody's mother in Beaches. She was somebody's mother in Sister Act. She most notably now is currently on a show that we watch in our home. It's called Blackish.
Oh, yeah.
It's on Channel 5, and she's the mother there, too.
Well, Mexicans can't be jumping the line. It's bad enough they started taking black people's jobs with sneaky tricks like working harder for less pay.
There she is. That's She's sneaky. Ruby. She is the mother of the main character. Jennifer Lewis is 60 today. Dinah Manoff, 59. She was on Soap. She was on another Richard Mulligan show, Empty Nest.
Yep.
But you may remember her also from Grease. She played Marty Maraschino. As in the cherry, Marty Maraschino in Grease.
Marty, you ain't gonna tell nobody about this, right?
Oh, sure, Riz. Look, I'll take it to the grave, okay? Coming through, coming through. Come on, lady with the baby.
Oh, lady with the baby. Poor Rizzo. Her secret's out.
Yeah. I remember it.
Good to know. Dinah Manoff, 59 today. Do you remember this song? Here's a lost ditty for you, going back to the mid-1990s.
When the Tennessee River hits a Nickajack Dam, up comes the water over Nickajack Land. Like a top on a bottle, when it's ready to blow, love is gonna take you where it wants you to go.
We played this quite a bit.
Down,
I remember in the 90s.
Break, well, the Tennessee River make a Nickajack break.
The name of the song is Nickajack. The name of the group is River Road.
Yeah.
And a member of River Road is having a birthday today.
Wow.
He is 51. Mike Birch from River Road.
Really very dug nice. That one that's out. Obscure. Really I that like that.
That was a top 40. He was in the 30s somewhere.
Yeah.
It was peppy.
It was
peppy. Had a good little hook to it.
And,
and I think I got a request for that maybe a year or two ago.
Wow.
On the All Request Lunch Hour. Mike Birch from the group River Road is 51 today. Here's somebody who had, she's had some pretty good success. This would be who, Brittany? Alicia Keys.
Yes, I was going to say, I kept thinking Rihanna in my mind, but that's not right. Yes,
Rihanna, very similar. I probably would have gotten those two mixed up too.
I'm so bad at naming that tune.
Alicia
Keys. I know the song.
I would have never guessed.
It's the New York song, a.k.a. Empire State of Mind. It's Alicia Keys, 36. You got Jay-Z in there. My grandma is a meemaw, like to ride a seesaw. That actually kind of ruined the song for me, but apparently it's supposedly good.
Mm-hmm.
36 today for Alicia Keys. Actor Michael Trevino from The Vampire Diaries, 32. Natalie Hall. All My Children, Pretty Little Liars, you may know her. I don't. I'd have to see a picture.
Mm-hmm.
She is 29 today. Gone but not forgotten. Your turn.
We've got a few here. American traitor, cheater, Benedict Arnold was born on this day back in 1741. He would meet his demise at some point.
He turned his back on us.
Not happy with him. Poet Robert Burns, I'm sure we all read some Bob Burns poetry at some point in our careers. 1759. Great trivia question. You know, we all know our presidents, but very few of us know our vice presidents.
And why would you? They do
you
nothing.
You really don't. Yeah, I know. It's the easiest job in the world, right? Former U.S. Vice President Charles Curtis. Now, he served under President Herbert Hoover, was born on this day back in 1860. Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf? Writer Virginia Woolf in 1882. Football player and coach Frank Pop Ivy was born on this day, 1916. He's notable because he's the only guy to have been a head coach in the National Football League, the American Football League when it still existed, and the Canadian Football League. There he is, Pop Ivy, born on this day, 1916. I remember him well, NBC newsman Edwin Newman. We must have some audio.
Oh, yeah. This is when he was on Saturday Night Live.
Oh.
Why can't the networks teach their anchors how to speak instead of how to style their hair and pick a suit that's chic? They dress like fashion models, they all look like Mark Spitz, and they sound as though they learned their English at Berlitz. They read the news with foot and mouth instead of tongue and cheek. Why can't the anchors learn to speak?
Edwin Newman, newsman. He had just retired from NBC, and they had him on Saturday Night Live. That bit also had the Iranians' pains come mainly from Khomeini. It was him, Joe Piscopo, as Tom Snyder, doing the Tom Snyder laugh.
Oh, that's great.
And they did a little bit there, so that's kind of funny.
Edwin Newman, boy, I don't think I've ever seen him smile until that Saturday Night Live episode.
He was pretty stoic.
He was very stoic. Edwin Newman, born on this day back in 1919, a somewhat obscure country music singer by the name of Rusty Draper.
Yes, it always whispers to me of the days of long ago.
There he is.
Almost a Bill Anderson. Yeah,
a little whispering. Yeah.
And the miners.
The name of the song is The Shifting Whispering Sands.
Oh, boy.
Navajo.
Rusty Draper was born on this day, 1923.
So if whispering is in the title, you're not going to do a whole lot of shouting.
No,
not a lot of hard guitar and heavy guitar shouting and yelling.
It's going to be rather quiet. Pro Football Hall of Famer Lou the Toe, as he was known.
We had Freddie the Foot.
We had Freddie the Foot. Freddie Cox. Same era. Lou Groza. He was a great kicker in the 60s and maybe into the early 70s. Was born on this day, 1924. Former Philippine leader Corazon Aquino. Was she the one who had all the shoes?
No, that was Imelda Marcos. That was the first lady. She was married to Ferdinand Marcos. Corazon Aquino is the one who followed Ferdinand Marcos in office.
As the president of the Philippines back in, must have been in the 80s, I would assume, somewhere in that era. Corazon Aquino, born in the state, 1933. And Hall of Fame R&B singer Etta James.
At last.
One of the greats.
There's so many other songs to choose, but whenever it comes down to it, I still pick this one.
Has come along.
Really can't beat it. Oh, people still so love good. This one today.
Another great wedding song.
Yeah. It is a good one.
She was born on this day, 1938. The great Etta James is gone but not
forgotten. Any facts that need checking or corrected?
Just one little one. Heartbreak Hotel was written by Tommy Durden and May Axton.
It was May Axton.
Yep, a newspaper article
That's Hoyt Axton. Isn't that related to
his
mom?
Yeah, his mom. And Audie Murphy was the movie star. He was the most decorated World War II veteran combat.
So he survived, even though he ordered an artillery strike on his own position.
He went on to star in many, many movies, a lot of westerns and military films. He was 33 awards, including the Medal of Honor.
And he had a 21-year acting career.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. A good real American hero.
32 degrees, that's today's almanac. Ooh, we're out of it at about 10-2. That's a good sign.
Good for us.
It was 700.